Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go together into the inner place, into the holy of holy. Let's receive them.
Praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And just tonight, we just wanted to bring a word of encouragement, a word of discussion, and a word to the brothers, to the husbands, fathers, and sons out there, to encourage them in this time, in this season, oh God, to be able to just speak life and encourage them. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the ministry of no. Talking about boundaries, healthy boundaries, boundaries in our lives, in our spiritual, our emotional, and our physical lives, and how we have to set these boundaries. We are responsible for controlling those things around us, you know, because mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, we have to set up a framework, set up boundaries, set up a foundation that we can live off of, and how we guide and direct our lives and how we live our lives by the decisions we make and the choices we make. So without boundaries, we can be all, you know, we have no self-control as one of the things we're called to as Christian men. Amen. Let me open with prayer. Then we're going to get right into the conversation. You can always call in at 646-668-2636. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr, we thank you. And let me say, this is a special edition. We are not on our usually Monday night. This is not being recorded on normal Monday, Thursday, and Saturday because of the holiday and scheduling. So I just wanted to take time and be able to speak and encourage the brothers out there. Amen. Also, we have an announcement. We have an upcoming men's event this week. Today is the 16th, December the 16th, and we have a Zoom meeting coming up on December the 19th at 6 p.m. That's Saturday, December the 19th at 6 p.m. If you go to our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk, send us a message. Let us know. We can post you and send you the messengers, and we can send you the link and the passwords and the meeting to get into the Zoom meeting and participate with us. Amen? Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about boundaries, the ministry of no. Let us pray. Father God, we just say thank you right now, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that it seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel in the midst of this pandemic, for this COVID-19 virus, oh God, with the vaccinations, God, with the healings, oh God, that you already manifest, oh God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the culture and the community, oh God. We thank you for the shifting, God. We thank you for the change, oh God. We thank you for new beginnings, oh God. Every day is a new opportunity, oh God. So, Father, we know that you are in control of this thing, oh God. and that, God, you're going to bring this thing to an end, oh God, by your means, oh God, by your wisdom and grace and mercy. We thank you for the doctors and the technicians and the scientists and the lab workers, oh God, who were able to develop the vaccine, Lord God. Father, we thank you for those, oh God, who have already taken the vaccine. We thank you for those who have volunteered themselves to be tested that the vaccine might go and bless, oh God, those all over the world, oh God. Father, right now, God, what we ask, oh God, we do not forget you, God, that without you, none of this could happen, God, that you are in control of all circumstances and things, oh God. So, Father, we thank you right now for what you have done, oh God, to bring us out, oh God. But, Father, we thank you also for the lessons learned, oh God, even in the midst of this, oh God, the lessons and knowledge and things that were learned because of the pandemic, because of who we are in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for the churches, oh God, who've come together and supported one another and helped to distribute food and looked out for each other, even in the midst, oh God, who were in true koinonia, in true fellowship, God, that no one went without in these times of financial stress and emotional stress, that no one went without. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for your church, for those who are faithful to you and those who lived out the church, God. We thank you, God, for pushing the church outside the four walls, Lord God, of other opportunities to minister, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for discernment. We thank you for wisdom, God. We thank you for strengthening of our faith, oh God. And, Father, we ask, oh God, right now you continue to bless, God. Father, we thank you for those who have tested, oh God, even over all these months, oh God, that you kept from testing positive, God. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for positive tests, oh God, that are coming in every day, God. I know we don't necessarily hear about that, but, God, there are those who are testing and are coming up negative. So we thank you for them, God. We do not forget. Father, we thank you for those who tested positive and have no symptoms, oh God, and will not get sick, oh God. But yet, God, their bodies, oh God, are being strengthened and renewed and being able to fight, oh God, and even in the midst, God. So we just say thank you for all that you're doing and all that you are. And who you are, Lord God. Father, most then we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God, for through his shed blood and his sacrificial death, oh God, we have eternal life if we come to him by faith, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for all that you are and all that you're doing. Continue to bless us, continue to strengthen us, God. I ask you, Lord God, today that you would touch all those men that are on the line, God, all those men who called in, those men that are listening online. Bless them and their families, oh God, and their bloodlines, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. Watch over them, oh God. And, Father, for the unbeliever that may be listening, God, today I pray that something is said that would draw them closer to you, draw them into salvation, that they might have eternal life and knowing and faith in you, in your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about, again, the ministry of no, having healthy boundaries. And this came out of a discussion. I was part of a couple of Zoom men's group discussions, and we're talking about healthy boundaries and how men particularly need to set some boundaries in our life, and how do we develop and set up healthy boundaries? Because without boundaries, without living a regulated life, a righteous life, a life that's governed and under submission to authority, we're destined to do, you know, whatever, anything. Because anything goes. In our own mind, we might think it's right if we have no foundation and boundaries. So that's what this came out of. So I wanted to gather some information and share to encourage the brothers out there, because all of us need to check ourselves, check out where we are. We may be drifting, check where our boundaries are. Sometimes we talk about we don't even know what our limitations are, what we will and will not do, or what we think we will and will not do given the circumstances. And that's one of the things about boundaries, because boundaries build character, and character is who you are in the dark when no one's looking. Amen? So let me start here with boundaries. First of all, some believers, I mean, as Christians, you know, because I said the ministry of saying no. Sometimes having boundary means saying no. I know that's something that seems not too Christian-y, too loving, and Christians shouldn't tell people no in the church and outside the church. But anybody who's been around and been saved a while and really understands what Jesus is teaching, you know, is sometimes we have misled and misapplied certain scriptures. One of the scriptures I was focused on, and we talked about in the previous show that I was on in the Zoom meeting, was Matthew chapter number 5, verse 42, when it says, "Give to him that asketh thee, and for him if he will borrow, Excuse me. Let me read it here. I'm going to get my glasses. I apologize. Okay, so it says, give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. And sometimes that scripture is misquoted, misapplied, and just misapplied to our lives. That means we should just, if anybody asks us anything, we ought to say yes. And that's not really true. Because as Christians, you know, we find ourselves enabling dependence, being abused by others, you know, being abused for our kindness. You know, there's a saying about don't taking our kindness for weakness, and we can be abused, be manipulated, and not really doing what God has called us to do. And then in that, when we find out we've been manipulated, used, and abused, then we become bitter. And then that goes back on how we treat other folk. We get bitter at ministry because we all have a ministry and a calling. But if we allow ourselves to be manipulated and feel used, abused, and not really cared about, we can get bitter in ministry. And then when God calls us to do something, we're going on our past experiences, the things that happened to us by someone else that we gave too much control. We didn't set boundaries, and we simply just did not say no. Amen? Amen. So we misapply that word. So it's because we didn't understand that, you know, as Christian men, as Christians in general, but as men, we are called to love, to show love to everyone, to love our enemies, to love those around us, to love one another in the body of Christ. But the true love is voluntary. It's not manipulated. It's not that we're doing it to please somebody so that they'll like us more or that somehow they can confirm our Christianity because of how nice we are to them and we do everything for them. That's not what we're called to do. You know, I know some folks know what I'm saying. You know, sometimes people think as Christians we should be doormats, that we have to go and do everything everybody asks us or be everywhere and do everything just because someone asked us. You know, and being people come to us with needs and things they want from us. But we have to understand the ministry of no, because true love is voluntary. We're not manipulated into it. We're not manipulated by our emotions, by your mental manipulation, trying to be men pleasers. There's a lot of things that go into how we sometimes our own pride gets us not to be able to say no, because we want to be seen in man's eyes and be men pleasers. And the Bible warns us against that. I believe it's in Colossians chapter 3, around verse 22. It talks about being men pleasers, doing things in the sight of men that we're pleasing to them, and we're looking for their approval more than we are looking for God's. And that could be a dangerous place. It's a little hip, you know. We're worshiping people and trying to get them to like us by the things we do. So we should set boundaries. Every man should be able to set boundaries in his life, in all areas of his life. And this goes from in our personal lives, our work lives, our home lives, our family lives, our friends, our unsaved and unbelieving friends, our unsaved and unbelieving family members, and our workplace. You know, sometimes you get caught up in circumstances trying to be either popular or gain favor, and then you compromise your boundaries, you compromise your character. You know, a lot of people get caught up into that, and it can be little things, and it can be big things, you know. And, you know, we have to always be able to guard our character. And in guarding our character, it's important that we set these boundaries before we are tested, because, again, the enemy is going to test us, people are going to test us, we're going to be tested spiritually, emotionally, and mentally in these areas as Christian men. So we have to be in a place where we're prepared to stand the battle, to be able to stand in the midst of the struggle. Amen? So let me say, when God created boundaries in everywhere, even in Genesis. You know, if we read the creation story, he set the boundaries from where the land and the water separated. He separated from night and day. You know, there's boundaries there. So it's not like setting boundaries in our lives is not something that's unbiblical. It is. But the thing we have to be careful for is not to set rigid boundaries to the place where we can't show love to other ones, where we can't let people in. They're setting up boundaries like walls. They're impenetrable. This is a boundary, and I'm not going past it no matter what people say, no matter what they hear. And we're too rigid and unmoving, and we can't show real love to people. because we're so rigid in the boundaries we set for ourselves that we just don't let people in. We don't learn to listen to folk, and we don't learn to allow people, allow God to use us to minister to some folk. And again, we have to understand what that means, because we are called to remember. Remember, our calling in the Great Commission is to reach, to hold all the nations for the gospel. And sometimes we have to be able to engage people, let people in, be able to talk to them. So, you know, we want to set boundaries that are flexible but not breakable, if you can understand that. Or if we set up a fence around certain things, but we have gates where people can come in and out. Again, you know, you may not drink. You may not be, you know, you may be a recovered alcoholic, or you never drink, or you just choose not to drink. You abstain from drinking. But that doesn't mean you can set up such a rigid boundary that you can't hang around and be around folk who drink in the right circumstances. And engage them and may possibly befriend them. Because right now, I tell you right now, and this is 2020, I know Christian folk who drink alcohol. Amen. They don't. I will not say they drink and get drunk, but they drink wine. They drink beer with meals, wine with meals. They go whatever, you know, the fancy little drinks, whatever. But they are not. They are not drunkards. Because remember, the Word of God says not to be a drunkard. So we each deal with that. But so if we set up those kind of rigid boundaries, we can tend to cut people off, where we cannot even reach them for our gospel, or have opportunity to share, to understand what it means to abstain, voluntarily abstain. This is why I don't necessarily drink. There's nothing illegal about it, and drinking alcohol is not a sin. I mean, again, study the scripture to show yourself approved when we talk about that. But some things are lawful to us, but not all things are or good for us. But you have to have wisdom and discernment to know when and where and how we live these things out in our lives. Amen. So when we do love, we don't want to have rigid boundaries. And then we also don't want to have loose and boundaries that don't really mean anything. Because we want to drop the boundaries. We show love to people with loose and lax boundaries. We will do anything to please people. That's the man-pleaser part I was talking about earlier. We have our boundaries so loose, we'll do anything to make people happy. And unfortunately, let me say this to every man, every person out there. You know, sometimes even in ministry, it's okay to say, no, I can't. No, I can't be there. No, I can't to participate. To the detriment of your family, to the detriment of your time, to the detriment of your own mental, your physical rest, your mental strain. You know, because we all have lives. So I'll say it as gently as I can. It's okay to tell the church no. Because everybody can't be in everything. That's why we're a body of Christ. That's why we have many members. That's why the church comes together. Everybody can't necessarily be able to be everything and to do everything. But if you're there, but if you have no love when you're there, you're defeating the whole purpose. You're not doing it out of love. You're doing it again. I go back to Colossians chapter 3 when I talk about that, because it's about being a man pleaser. You want to be seen. You want to be always there, always participating. But on the surface, God's not getting any glory. And God knows your heart, that you're so tired. You're so angry. You're so frustrated. You've neglected other things in the name of ministry. I'll leave that right there and let that meditate on your soul. But when we have those lax boundaries, and again, we're talking about a ministry of no. And again, each man has to discern and have the wisdom and have the Holy Spirit lead them and guide them in making these choices, because we're all responsible for our choices. We can't neglect the important things of this life just to be everywhere and do everything and to serve and please people. Amen? Amen. So we have to, again, continually take opportunities. And an important part we got to understand about love, again, I'll say it again, true love is voluntary. You know, we do our best service when we serve others within our boundaries, where we're comfortable, where we can enjoy it, where we can show the love. We want to be there. We want to participate. We want to make a situation better and be part of whatever's going on. But we sometimes, when we can't, we need to not be there. because there's also the enemy can also use our bad attitude or just our simple tiredness to stir us up some things. We'll say something because we're tired. We'll do something because we're tired. We get frustrated more easier when things don't go as planned. There's a lot to it, and that's why we have to really understand and set boundaries for our lives. And it's important for our lives also when we talk about relationships, because we have to set boundaries for those around us. Again, you know, people, church families, our natural families, our coworkers, the workplace, our communities, there's boundaries. Just think about it. You know, if you have a house, if you have a home, you have a house in the yard, you have fences, you have property lines, those are boundaries. So in that, we should also have boundaries in our emotional lives, our spiritual life, and our mental lives. These are also boundaries you have to develop for ourselves and choose who we are and know when to say no. That's the main thing I want to get across to all the brothers that are listening out there. All the brothers who called in at 646-668-2636, I thank you. I see you on the switchboard here. If you want to ask a question, share your comments, or be part of the program, just press 1 on your keypad. For those of you online at www.blacktalkradio.com/DeaconThomasVile, we also appreciate you. And if you choose to call in, you can, or you can send us a message on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page. We're monitoring there. And you can send us a question or reach out there for us. Again, let me take a break and remind you, on Saturday, December the 19th, we're having a men's Zoom meeting where we're coming together, checking in on everybody, and talk and discuss and plan for the new year on some gatherings. And a lot of Zoom meetings are being put together where we want to set up some men's Zoom meetings where men can come together. I've been part of a couple here in the last couple of months. So we're looking to also to expand that and start to network again with one another, reaching one another through the technology to be able to see each other, talk about some issues, share, pray, and encourage one another. Amen. So again, if you go to Issues Christian Men's Talk on the Facebook page, send us a message, reach out to us also on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk on Twitter, and we can send you the link and the member password there. And be part of our Zoom meeting coming up this Saturday, December the 19th. Amen? Amen. So also now I'm going to share with you a couple of things. I want to share with you a couple of things that we have to establish to get to the place where we have healthy boundaries. And again, this is about us, each of us. You know, and again, here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, I always like to say, you know, we talk about and share, and I bring some of the subjects to the forefront. These are the things, the issues that I deal with or have dealt with in the past. I never want to put myself on a pedestal where I have it all together and I, you know, I don't make mistakes and I'm not being tested every day. But, you know, it's just that some things I just wanted to use it as a word of encouragement for the brothers to start to formulate, to start to shape our thinking and how we apply the Word of God to our life. Again, anybody who knows me knows, I always say, I'm not impressed by a brother who can repeat scripture, memorize scripture, and speak scripture. I want to see a man who's living out scripture and applying it to his life. That God, he's being tested in scripture. He's like Job. He's like Jesus when Jesus was tempted. He knows the word of God. He knows the will of God for his life, and nothing that happens to him can take him off his purpose and plan that God has for him. So with that, I'm going to share some steps with you to be able to start to set some boundaries or to check your boundaries, you know, check your walls. It's like on your property line. You got to check your fences, make sure your fence needs to be painted, needs to be repaired. You know, you need to get a new fence. You got to change from chain link to put up some wood fence or whatever. But you have to, you know, check your boundaries to see where you are and what needs to be tightened up. And also maybe you need to broaden your boundaries because remember, we don't want to put up rigid walls to the point where we can't even see over them, that we don't connect with those around us, that we still are called to fulfill the Great Commission and share the gospel with the unbelieving world. But we have to have boundaries even in evangelism that we're not going to, you know, what are we going to do to reach people? I think that's some of the things we all are struggle with and sometimes are tested in that area. What do we do that we think will draw someone to Christ as other than preaching the word? We say a lot about drawing people, but if we look at the Book of Acts, if we look at the New Testament, what did the apostles do to draw people? but preach the word and live the word out. I mean, that's what the church did. So, you know, we do a lot of things in quote unquote under the title of drawing people, but what are we really doing to draw people? Amen. Amen. Well, first, let's establish a healthy boundary is to know yourself. Boundaries are set because we know who we are. We are not moved by the ebb and flow. We're not moved by changing and shifting ideas and opinions. We know who we are. So we're not going to set compromise. Or we're not going to extend ourselves based on trying to prove who we are to someone else, because we are secure in who we are and in our faith and what God is doing in our lives. So you have to know yourself. You have to really know who you are in Christ Jesus. And also know yourself. Know where you feel comfortable that, again, that when we do are called and asked to do something, we're doing it out of the love of God, that God can use us in that circumstance. It could be the littlest thing from anything. The most minute thing that we are asked to do can also be opportunity to share the gospel. Because, you know, folk always watching, always listening, who we are as Christ in the church and in the church and outside the church. Because you'd be surprised the things we do that others in the church are watching and gleaning from and being discipled. Because remember, discipleship is not always in a classroom, in a classroom setting. It's living life together, it's working together, it's serving together, and folk are seeing that. So if you call to serve together, you come with a bad attitude because you really don't want to be there, but you want to come so you can impress the pastor or the leadership, that's going to show, trust me. It's going to show. People are going to tell. Amen? So know yourself. Set a boundary. Know who you are. The next boundary I want to encourage you to search out is a boundary. You take responsibility for yourself and to others. You know, we reap our personalities, we sow it. Consequences of a good teacher is just being able to live a life that we take responsibility. We reap the consequences of what we do and how we plan things. That we love people completely to help others, and we set these boundaries to ensure that we are effective in what we're doing. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves and for others when we are committed to something. When you're committed to something, do you volunteer for something that you know how to do? Or if you're asked to do something, that you prepare yourself to do that thing. If it's to teach or whatever, it's that you're doing the research, the teaching, you're preparing. You're taking responsibility in that your boundaries are, I can do this, and then I'm going to do what's required. Not say I'm going to do something, come show up unprepared to fulfill the promise that you made. But you said yes because you wanted to impress people, but you didn't prepare yourself to bring the best that God has put in you to the task. Amen? And to show love to others. You know, it's as simple as picking somebody up to take them somewhere and you're not on time because whatever, you didn't get gas, you didn't get enough rest, you overslept. That's taking responsibility and setting boundaries that if you can't be somewhere or do something for someone, you can say no. Remember, this is about the ministry of no. Amen? Amen. The third step we're going to talk about is respecting others. You know, we have property lines, and I talked about that earlier about fences, because sometimes those things are put up that you have to have personal limits in what you're going to do and who you're going to let in. You have to have some personal boundaries within respecting one another. Amen? So you have to be able to show respect. What are you willing to take? Are you going to and do you get respect from others because of the boundaries you set? Again, sometimes saying no could be a ministry to other folk on how they're going to treat you because you've set a boundary and a limit that they can't come to you with anything or say anything to you. You're not going to allow certain things in your life, allow certain people to treat you a certain way just because of, again, you don't think you should say anything or you want to be a man pleaser. You don't want to be a person who seems like you're a rebel, you know, because sometimes you can be browbeaten into not saying something that you when you should say something because, again, you don't want to, you know, but are you setting up these personal boundaries that you can show respect, that you can know when and realize what you can and cannot control, and know that you can focus on the ability to control certain things and respect that. Amen? Amen. The next step I want to talk about is discernment. Now, discernment and wisdom is, I think, is one of the greatest things we have to, because that's how we can really have a foundation and anchor our boundaries. We need the wisdom of God. We need to have the discernment of the Holy Spirit to be able to set boundaries for different circumstances and different situations of our lives. And as men, as husbands and fathers, these things are shifting. And if we need that wisdom and discernment. So we have to be able to grow in discernment and work on that spiritual maturity level, that we can discern the situations and know when it's time to say no, that everything is not acceptable, that we have limits on our lives, we have limits on our time, we have limits on all of our skills and abilities. We all have limits, but we have to be able to know them and know that we can discern what I can and cannot do for a person or for a given circumstance. And these are the boundaries. This is how we grow in character. Now, over time, over our maturing process, our boundaries might be broadened, which is God. That's fine. God's going to use, because you remember, where did the apostles start? You know, where did the Paul start? Where did all the 12 disciples, they started, but then they grew to where their boundaries and they grew spiritually, where God can use them more greatly. It's the same thing for us. But we have to have discernment and not commit ourselves to things that we can't really handle, going places where our character cannot sustain us. It's as simple as that. So these are some of the things that we have to look at when we talk about setting healthy boundaries. And again, it's about reevaluating. It's about knowing who you are, being secure in who you are, being secure in who you are in Christ Jesus, most of all, being secure in your faith, being secure in your salvation, being assured that you who you are in Christ, and then allowing God to use you as you grow and mature. And I think sometimes we just have to evaluate and discern when it's time to have the ministry of just saying no. Amen? Amen. So tonight, brothers, I just appreciate the time and appreciate this opportunity to be able to speak to you. Hopefully someone was encouraged, someone was, heard a word, that they just have to look at your life, look at what's going on around you, look at your family, your wife, your children, your job situation, your friends, your church. Find where are your boundaries at right now? Where do you want your boundaries to go? And look back over your life. Have you grown in setting those boundaries, that you're living a life that is pleasing to God, and that you're in a space, you're in a lane where you're comfortable and you're content? That God can do a lot with you, us, but right now in the moment, are you content to the point where sometimes you just may have to say the ministry of no, I can't be there, I can't do this, or that you try to do everything being a man pleaser and then disappointing and frustrating yourself. Remember, true love is voluntary. Amen? Amen. This has been Deacon Thomas Farr, and this has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. Again, we are here on Mondays at 8, Thursdays at 8. On Saturday mornings, we have moved to 10 a.m., and we encourage you to always call in at you can go online and listen to an archive of all our past shows for the last 5 years or so by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. And listening there, you can check the follow link, and you'll get the updates when we upload and go live. You'll get a reminder that we're on the air or that a new show has been posted. You can also reach out to us on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk on Facebook, and also on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk. Twitter, Issues Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And again, reach out to us for December the 19th. We're having a Zoom men's gathering. Reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter for the meeting links and numbers. Amen.
Titus 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things,